This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, February 7th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, AgriPulse reporting today that the Senate Budget Committee has released its text for its budget resolution. It appears agriculture will need to find $1 billion in savings over the next 10 years. House Republicans appear to still be struggling to agree on spending cuts, and that includes how to use SNAP work requirements to pay for their policy agenda. House leadership initially hoped to have a budget resolution go through committee this week with a potential floor vote as early as next week. That timeline has been delayed by party infighting about those spending cut levels. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina sits on the budget committee and is also a key Freedom Caucus member. He says he was pushing for $2 trillion in spending cuts in reconciliation. Leadership proposals don't come close to that number. Well, images on X today showed black tape going over the U.S. aid sign in front of the Ronald Reagan building. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers program features former Ag Secretaries Dan Glickman and Mike Johans. Dan Glickman strongly opposed to Elon Musk's role in the Trump administration.
He's inconsistent with American democracy. You don't bring in some third-rate business guy, although he's a very rich man, clearly, and give him powers that are not constitutionally granted or not granted by Congress. And second of all, I'm very concerned about him. But the one positive thing is one of these days Trump's going to wake up and realize that Musk is more powerful than he is, and he can't let that happen.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley this week told reporters he could not support some of the spending he's heard reported from USAID coffers.
Without a doubt, I think that USAID needs a really thorough investigation. And if those examples that were cited to me are an example of the president being a good caretaker of the taxpayers' dollars and he wasn't doing it, and I had to defend the people of Iowa, I couldn't. And he got a mandate from the voters to drain the swamp, and this is a perfect example of a swamp that needs to be drained.
Glickman disagrees with the administration's approach.
Regardless of what you think about the agency, you can't just shut it down. They've been appropriated by Congress. Congress needs to assert itself, which they haven't really.
Dan Glickman said he understands tariffs can be a tool to balance the trade playing field, but he says the Trump approach is unconventional.
It's this crazy thing about using tariffs to deal with non-tariff issues. That's what we've gotten, and certainly in this case and in the Canadian case, and that is a new thing. And that makes trade very vulnerable if you can put tariffs on somebody because you don't like their behavior.
Glickman resolutely disagrees with proposed tariffs on Canada.
The Canadian tariffs are crazy. I mean, no, the Canadians don't bring any fentanyl into this country. And in terms of the immigration issue, they're an insignificant factor in that. And so, you know, they're really one of our closest friends. You don't treat allies like that. I mean, Ronald Reagan talked about that many years ago. You don't treat allies in a way that's hostile and unnecessarily negative to them. Canada is a really real ally of the United States. This makes no sense at all.
From Nebraska, former Ag Secretary Mike Johans has concerns about Robert Kennedy Jr. as head of the Department of Health and Human Services.
Hopefully he'll stay at Health and Human Services and they'll leave agriculture alone. We have a wonderful person that's been nominated, will soon be confirmed to be Secretary of Agriculture. What I would say to Robert Kennedy is you have your department, stay over there. Ag is being led or will be led by a really outstanding person in Brooke Rollins.
Newsmakers is available now at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best because you know excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.